in the parasha, Parashasavoy, we have over here, besides, there's a lot of inyanim here of the brachas and the klalas and the bikurim and so on. There's also a small parasha tucked in that has a lot of difficulties, very, very unclear about a lot of nekudas, and be'ik unclear about the mechuvan of the parasha. It says, "Vayitzav Moshe v'zikni Yisrael som leimor shomer es kol mitzvah shenichu tavas hamayoyim v'hoya v'yoyim asher tavas hayarden alah asher mekav noisim lecha." On the day that you cross the Yarden to go into Eretz Yisrael, v'kimoisel lecha avonim gedolos, you take big stones, you make sort of some sort of matzeva out of it, v'savatoyis on the sid, and you cover it with some sort of lime, some type of mortar on top of it. Because after the Mitzvah Torah, let's write the Torah on it. Bavrecha lemana shatov alosham kechan loisin lecharetzavas chol b'dvash chashiv hashem v'sechol. Then it says again, voy bavrecha masayal tekimus avonim elu. You put up these avonim besavus and besid ubanisa shem mizbeach hashem al kechan. You make a mizbeach avonim and so on. You make a mizbeach out of it, and then it says one more time, very, very not clear. First of all, what are we talking about? How many? It's a repetition. How many times are we talking about? What's the point of it? What's the point of having this mizbeach and the Torah written on the mizbeach? I mean, that's sefer Torah galore, that's sefer Torah in Beis Hamikdash. What's the point of writing on this? The parasha itself is a parasha stuma. It's also not clear if you take a look in Yeshua. The pasuk here doesn't mention anything about any special nisim happening when they cross the Yarden. The mashmos is this is a din. Even if they cross the Yarden in a very, very natural way, this is something that is going a chiyuv to do. It doesn't say anything about the Nes happening. In Yeshua, it says over here that he had them prepare the crossing of the Yarden, he had them take the Avonim, and so on. So it goes through it, Barichas. And then it says that Vayomer al bnei Yisrael leimor, Asher yish'olun bneichem machas avoisem leimor ma'avonim elu. Someday your children will ask the others, what are these avonim? Vaydatem es bneichem leimor bayabasha av Yisrael se'ad nazer. People should know that Klal Yisrael crossed over the Yarden bayabasha. Asher hoy v'shan kechem zeh yad mipneichem at avrichem k'shasen kechem yamsuf hazev avenu. It's a nes like Yamsuf, Leman Daskal Maros Asyad Hashem Kechazokehi, and so on. So the pasuk in Yeshua adds another dimension to it, that really its tachlis is a zecher for the neis, and the zecher for the neis of crossing the Yarden. It's not mashed that's in the original pasukim. The Gemara, this different on the Omrim, the Gemara Saita, the Gemara more or less comes out that there are three different Mizbeches, three different avonim, matzevas of avonim. There's one that in one place it says in the Gemara it says in Eivra Yarden, Moshe Rabbeinu made one. Rashi doesn't say it that way. Secondly, there's one from the Avnei Yarden, and third, there is either one or two in Eretz Yisrael, depending on Rashi and the Gemara. The Gemara, its mashma, is one in Eretz Yisrael. That was first in Gilgal, which is over the Yarden, and then moved on to Har Evel. And Rashi skips the one for Eivra Yarden, and Rashi says Gilgal and Har Evel, two separate ones. However it may be, there are three different matzevas avonim, which Pashas, all three of them had the Torah written on it. One of them was a mizbeach, one of them might have been a zecher. That's pretty much the bottom line of it. Before on the teichne, but just try to understand a little bit some of the problems. The v'sadat eisam besid, you should cover it with sid. What's the point of it? So it's machlokes in Gemara whether the sid was sort of a covering on the avonim, and on that you wrote the Sefer Torah, the Divrei Torah. So according to that Mandiyama, it's simple. You wanted to write it. It's very, very difficult to write an Evan. It doesn't last. It doesn't look right. So you have a chiv to put sid on it first, and then you write on it. But according to Mandiyama, that they first wrote, and then the Vesara Toys and Vesid is on top of what they wrote. So the Gemara asks, so how are the Umas Olam going to know Torah? This is supposed to be some sort of display, public display of Torah. So the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, Chazal, Medrash says in a few places, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Umas Olam Bina Yesera, an extraordinary amount of Bina, and they peeled off the Sid to read the what's written on it, and therefore they're held accountable for not keeping the Torah. There's a Lashon Chazal in different places. That pshat, that shita, is so strange. I don't understand something. The point of writing it on these avonim is a big tercha to write on these avonim, and the point of writing these avonim is to make Torah public to Musaylam. Okay. Now, so why cover it with sid? And you have to cover it with sid, and then give the Umas Olam Bina Yesera to chip off the Sid and to see the Torah underneath it. What's the point of it? We're going in circles. Mail if there was an Indian to be mastered from Umas Olam. Okay, so we're putting the Sid on it to be mastered from Umas Olam. But the Tachlis is Umas Olam should see it. So what's it's almost Dava V'Fuchai. You're writing it out, covering it up, endowing the Muslim Bina Yisrael to take off the cover. So what's the point of it? It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Another Nakuda. Havaras HaYarden. So in Yeshua, it says that the Tachlis of this Hakamas Avonim was some sort of Zikaron for the Nes of the Yarden. We don't find, first of all, we don't find Yam Suf was 1,000 times a bigger Nes. So why didn't you have a Zikaron there? I mean, you could say it wasn't there to Israel, so they're not going to be there, and the Pasuk in Yeshua's Meram is that when you see this, you'll say that it was just like Yam Suf. Okay. But the Etzem Nes of Yarden, of Havaras Yarden, is l'chura a nes for no purpose. The Rambam says, we've seen many times in Mishnah Torah, that the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all had a certain tachlis to it. They needed man, they needed food, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sipik them some man. They needed to get out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tore the Yam Suf. The Yarden itself, Chazal tell us, was 50 amas wide. The Evra Noah, Nun and Aleph, Rabbi Balturim brings a few places the Remez, that Yarden was 50 amas wide, which is 75 feet. Not a terribly, terribly big river. It's something that up in Derchatevi, you can put a few sticks up, you can put a few beams across. Not a great engineering feat to make something to cross the Yarden. So what was the point of the Nes? Because Rav doesn't do Nisim Stam. The Nisim to conquer Canaan, they were very strong Malachim, and they had to conquer Canaan, and so on. But here, it was almost a pointless. It almost was something that had no tachlis, no reason for it. Why make a Nes like that? And the Tkuf of the big Nisim in Mitzrayim, and so on, were gone already. I mean, if anything, the Shemesh be given daim is by far an incredibly big nes. So what's the point of this, and why is it current for this nes in particular? This is not something that is, when a person is going to say, when a person wants to sort of prove a muna, or reinforce a muna. So, Kriyas Yamsuf, yeah. A river drying up, I mean, we can dam a river, and you can try it out. It's not difficult. It's not a massively big river in any sense. So what's the tachlis? What's the point of it? And making the zikaron of it. So obviously we need to understand that the crossing of Yarden is an inyan mitzaratzmoy that stands beyond the akiras hateva shaboy, but it's something. The etzem mitzias of avaras Yarden itself is a parasha in the Torah that with the nes, even without the nes, I would say that mitzad the parasha here, it means even without the nes, avaras Yarden itself requires this mahalach of akamas avonim of writing the Torah of the Torah. I need to understand what be'emes is the teichon over here. The Ramah in Teres Ha'Ola, which most of it deals with in Yonim of the Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash and so on, the Ramah says in a kud over here, it's in Gimel Ayin Ches, that the inyan of this was, he says to go into Eretz Yisrael. The first Rashi says that there's a taina of going into Eretz Yisrael that listim atem, and Breishis was given to be koivea that we're not listim, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Betzoyna he gives and Betzoyna he takes. He said the same thing. He says the crossing in Yamsuf, there was the matter of Moshe made the Kriyas Yamsuf in the Havara of the Yarden. It was a pa'ula of, it says that the Aroin Bris Hashem went through it, the Torah went through it, and that's how it split. So he says the tzura of going through it is with Aroin Bris Hashem, and that's to take off the inyan of going into Mitzrayim, into Eretz Yisrael as listed. That's how the Ramah says it. I want to be mimic a little bit into that nekuda, a little bit on with a deeper knach. It's better what he's saying, but I'll try to explain a little bit. It says L'moshen Chazal that 2,000 years before Bris HaOlam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was Torah, there was Tshuva, there were different things. Shashua Yom Yom. Let's understand the differences in the big picture between what does it mean Torah was created before Bris HaOlam and so on. What something is and how two things are mesiyaches to each other is it goes into being magdir what the thing is and what its metzias is. For instance, let's give an example. Imagine the same scenario. A person is miyasid a school, and at some point he feels he needs a gym, let's say, and then he brings in and he builds a gym. Second scenario is, person builds a business, a gym business, and then he realizes that he could give classes and different things, brings in teachers to teach different things, sports and so on. L'chura, somebody looking outside sees two very similar activities, a facility that has educational things, and has sports of some sort. But it's a world of difference. In one of them, which is Rishon and which is Sheni is Magdir, what is there for the purpose of what? Let's say, for instance, I don't have enough money to do the two anymore. Let's say one shares the other. The mohus of something is defined very much by the relationship of the different elements. Iker, Tafel, Mechuvin, and Echetimtza. What's the means and what's the end goal? And it's the world of difference between understanding which is which to what, which is the shayush and which is the tafel to it. in Briyas HaOlam, the world and we came first physically. Physically, the world's memory starts with Bracious. That's the world's memory. That one morning, we exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then knocks on the door and says, Rabbeisai, I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm the Bayer Elamim, and I'm being mitzaveh you, and so on and so forth. But klape our mitzias, our perspective is we first, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu second. The same thing with, it's true in the world, and it's true with every person. Even as we grow, our first awareness is of ourselves, as a body, and we grow from a baby to a child, and so on. And then, there's an imposition of toiv, of ruchnius, of better, whatever you want to call it, that's imposed on a self that's already there. That's one picture. In that picture, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is elicited. Meaning, it's an imposition on something that's first. I was there first. I had a body and a sense of self. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and said, you ought to do this, you ought not to do this. Keep away from this and engage in this. That's an imposition of... Now, I can argue he's entitled, he knows better, v'chula, v'chula, v'chula. Those are all true. But it's a wrong picture. So Bracious Rashi says, in other words, Eretz Yisrael is a very specific example. But Be'etzem, in the big picture, Listim is a klal kol haTorah kula. And it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maktiv alpayim shana koidem that be'emes the world started with Torah as the mechuvin, and the world came into being as a chetimtza that justifies it. That not the word justifies it, but realigns the pieces so that we understand what's what. So for instance, just like when I hire somebody to do a specific job, the person doesn't come with tainus. Well, I take the job and I say, well, you hire me to do accounting, but I don't really like accounting. Why didn't she ask me first if I like accounting or not? Well, you came in as an accountant. You didn't have a mitzvah before an accountant in this realm, and that's who you are. So the way in which the pieces align are a crucial difference in the perspective of the Niver and the Bayri. In order to reenact it, so to speak, Eretz Yisrael is the tikkun of the world the way it should be. Klal Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael, the whole purpose of Klal Yisrael is to be metaken the world. It should become the Bria it's supposed to be. So the going into Eretz Yisrael had in itself the same element of the Alpayim Shana before. Just like the world starts with Alpayim Shana beforehand, we started with Matan Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the Emes, and this is the Mechuvin of the Bria. Now go and enact it. So we came into Eretz Yisrael Mikoyach the Torah, meaning our Knesset to Eretz Yisrael was just like the Alpayim Shana before the world was there. It means that the world is there as an enactment of the world was brought into existence in order to fulfill Torah. Torah was there already, and the world came into being in order to be the people to fulfill it. That's what the world's, that's the mandate it was given from its very conception. Eretz Yisrael is the makom we came into, so mikoyach the fact that it's a fulfillment of Torah. So Torah came first, and that's the oimek in the Ramah, what Ramah means. We came into Eretz Yisrael not as a, we first captured it, so then we said, how shall we set up shop in Eretz Yisrael? Well, we'll make a Beis HaMikdash and so on and so forth. It's the other way around. The Torah brought in Eretz Yisrael. So the nais and of going into Eretz Yisrael, crossing the Yarden with the Sefer Torah, is not the pshat we needed, it was uncomfortable to swim across the Yarden. It was tedious to build a bridge. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, I'll teach you a trick. Take the Aron and you'll fly through it. It was the other way around. This is where the Torah moves the world, opens the gate. That was the key, because that's what it is. So if I come to a house, somebody claims that he built the house, and it's been his always, and I come in with a set of keys that fit all the locks, so barring it being a trick, it puts to lie, what does it mean that you built the house, and now how do I have a full set of keys to everything? Bal Korach is the other way around. I'm the Bailim, and you invaded. Torah opened up the Shah to Eretz Yisrael. That's what the purpose of the Nes was. Our Knesset to Eretz Yisrael had to be on the wings of Torah, not that with our Koyach we took it. That's how it had to be. And therefore, the going in was that, and it needed to be, the Makom needed to be miyusid. That Torah came first, and as a hemshech of Torah, it was Knesset La'aretz. That's the ultimate in taking away the time of listing. And that's why the parasha by us doesn't tell us anything about the Nes that's going to be, because that's irrelevant. Avanim are always in the Metzias is like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Tzur Olamim. A rock is, you can't go deeper, you can't dig deeper than a rock. Whenever I want to get to Karka Psula, whenever I want to get to a place that hasn't been touched before, a rock is that makom. A rock is something which is, what I should say is no kvarm. When you get to a cella, that's it. There's nothing underneath it. A cella is solid, and it's what supports all the weight in the world is cella. Sand and earth give way. Rock is the metzias. It's the foundation point. There's nothing. It holds up everything else. It says the marshal in Beis Hamikdash, the Evan Shasia, which was the rock, the centerpiece rock of the Beis Hamikdash, was the Evan Shemimenu Hushtas Ha'olam. That the world, in other words, the world came from that point. That's the point that is the rock bottom, so to speak, of everything else. These Avanim, we took Avanim, in other words, the cornerstone, so to speak, of Eretz Yisrael, are the Avanim from the Yarden. Any place that has water is a natural gate. We have a hard time crossing waters. We can't live on waters. When you turn Yam into Yabasha, it means you opened up the Yabasha that was there. The Yam was only covering up the Yabasha, and that's why we took Avanim from the Yarden, brought him out there, and writing the Torah on it means that this was the Torah that we took over the Yarden was written in on those Avanim, because in other words, that's the cornerstone, so to speak. So just like if a person makes an enterprise, whether it's a corporation, whether it's a non-profit or whatever, a person starts with an idea. And then he makes it the mission statement of the bylaws. The mission statement says is, let's not forget that the tachlis ha-tachlesim is this. Everything else is going to build itself around it. So therefore, when I keep arranging the pieces and making decisions and prioritizing and so on, it's all going to be in relationship to its to the Seder Yisodis, to the Shoyosh. The writing it in on Avanim, the tachlis of it was that it become part and parcel of the metzias of the cornerstone of Eretz Yisrael. That was the tachlis of writing the Torah. It has a certain mechuvin to Umas Ha'olam, because at the end of the day, if we're oimid on the oimik of the difference between Umas Olam and Kali Yisrael, Umas Olam also have a Karen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they're allowed to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shituf. Because the most a goy can be oimid is like Menuchat Netzach called HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'kai de l'kaya. A goy is oimid from within the world. A goy has no shaykhis to the alpayim shana before the world, to the Torah that was makdim the world. And he, in this world, which is a given, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is strongest and therefore worthy and best and therefore worthy of our adoration, adulation, and worship, and so on and so forth. But that's a goyist feast at best. In that mind, it's listed. Going to Yisrael, whatever we've taken is my solicitor. That's a branch of it. Eretz Yisrael is the mokrim, that the Avni HaMokrim, Torah itself has to call out from the Avni HaMokrim. That's the writing over here. The purpose of, we asked, what's the purpose, according to Manyama, of putting Sid on top of that? Manavshach. We're trying to, learn it. So what's the purpose of putting Sid on it and giving Bina Yisera to... The answer is, in terms, whenever I define a person's activities, I use Masha'en of Royas. First, if you ask me, what's Reuven doing? Then Reuven's eating. Reuven's running. Reuven's walking. That's in the dynamic of Royas. That's what he's doing, and so on. I can determine the present through what I see. If I ask you, what's Reuven's kavana? The kavana is always behesta. The kavana is something that I need to be misamik in the chitzoin in order to dehear the pnim. In other words, in the bria itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes across, emuna and tfisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes across on two levels. One is, I look around the world and say, there must be a koyach here, and so on and so forth. And who's that koyach? And that's where I should head to. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the Bria, and that's the tfisa, the elementary tfisa of Emuna. But if I'm to ask, so one tfisa in Torah is, if I don't do Tariq mitzvahs, like Voyim Shemaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stop giving rain, and things are going to mess up, and so on and so forth. That's one tfisa. But if I peel away the surface, then I'm oimid that the pnim of the bria is Torah, the mechuvin of the bria. But I need to peel it away. It's not something I need to ask myself. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a person who has, with an extraordinary sensitivity to Tov and Ra that no nivra has? Every nivra has all the faculties it needs to survive. In space, whatever it needs, we have something. There's no shaykhis to that, and that's a tfisa of Tayva Ra. So that means the bria has a deeper chelik in itself, and that deeper chelik has to be uncovered. But I need to understand. I need to uncover it. Taking off the bina yisera means this is the chelik of the bria that's behamaka yisera. I need to remove the layer on top to the herod like that. That's the right surah of Torah, mitzad tzushtal to the bria. And only if I dehear it that way, and I dehear that there's a Torah beneath it, do I dehear the emes. And that's why it has to be written like that. I want to take this a little bit over to every person and himself. This is definitely true in the big picture, this is what we're talking about, but it's very, very significant in a person's own mitzias. The Chavos HaVavos says that one of the reasons we have a hard time with Torah and mitzvahs is because we were physical way before we had any ruchnistic inspiration. We were selfish. I and anybody who's seen kids fighting over toys. We were selfish because that's a very physical thing. And at some point later on, we matured and got a sense of, wow, chesed is a nice thing, and so on and so forth. But our klolistic tfisa of ourselves is like that. A person's first pleasures are physical. A person likes food, likes warm, likes sweet, and so on. That ruchnius comes to us as an imposition. So, yes, I could make the argument that learning would be, if you once you do it right, it'd be even a greater pleasure, but there's a distance to go. And it's not my default metzias, not my default setting. And therefore, it's hard. There's a certain element of listus. Somebody once said that there's some people that the Herr Torah is a tax on life. You pay your taxes. Some people grumble. Some people even understand that it's important. But there's no mitzvah to be marvin taxes. There's no mitzvah in giving more than you have to give. What you have to give, you have to give. And even if you deher it as being right, but that's it. That's not the purpose of my life, is not to have a good job so I can pay a lot of tax. It's to have a good job so I can have some left over despite paying a lot of tax. That's the tachlis. It's not the other way around. And that's our deher of the world of ruchnius. It's a tax on us. It's an imposition on us. We were there first, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded. And yes, it's for our good, and it's hard. We're okay with everything else. But at the core, we have a very, very difficult struggle with it. But let's take a second example, and then we'll have a sense of how it could be different. A child grows up, and he's quite lazy, and he enjoys sort of doing not much and hanging around and so on. He gets older, and he realizes that when you're young, it's cool to hang out and do nothing. When you're older, unless you're very successful and make it big, you're a nobody. Really, what you want in yourself as a realization of yourself is not going to happen, by hanging out and dropping class and whatever it is. It's going to be by being successful, working hard, and so on and so forth. That's where you realize the self that you really want to be. The same drive to be successful, which when he was a kid meant being able to skip class, all of a sudden means taking hard classes and doing very well. It's not an imposition. It's a reversal in his realization of what he is and what he wants. A person's tkufis in life, when he's, it's like the same way. It starts off with Kriyas Yamsuf. It starts off with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Indabriya, proving himself to be strong. Anything else, our first approach to ruchnius is an imposition on ourselves. It has to be that way. And a person grumbles, but a person who's more badass understands it's for my good. It's better that I be this than that. I don't want to, but Hashem knows what's good for me, and so on and so forth. That's the first wave. But then there's a second darga. As a person matures, a person can create his self. Creating the self means understanding what am I. That be'etzem, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up this world, the neshama, even though it began to manifest itself late in life, it really is the sheirish. It's a sheirish coming through a tough exterior. But that's me. And I'll never, ever be the happy person if I know that I'm doing not very much that worth in a ruchnistic way. It's a very, very different the hair of myself. It's adarabba. This Torah is being megala to me who I really am. The second phase in life, when a person moves into a sort of the final phase of maturity, of who the person is and what do I see myself, is the other way around. The person, if the person works at it, the Knis in Eretz Yisrael was on the wings of the Aron. It's not the fact we came to Eretz Yisrael and then we decided how should we best develop Eretz Yisrael. Torah brought us into Eretz Yisrael to realize itself. That's the Deheret. I understand that the Avnei Amokim, the Yisoid and the Sheirish of the place itself is Torah, is Divrei Torah. And Adarabba, it took a while to peel off the Sid, but that's really what's written on the stones of the place. There's one more Mokim, just sort of in Yonah Yayma, that is shared to this parasha. By all Karbanos, it says, V'kraft them. By Karbanos Musaf. On Rosh Hashanah, it says, Vasisem. The Lashon Chazal is that if you do it right, I'll be Oisei, I'll be Borei you. There's another Makom in Tzendvarim, Chazal say, the Medrash Tanchuma says, Lasoischem Atem. It says, Kol Oisei Teir Lamito. Meres says that if you keep Torah, the pasuk says to the lasoischem, means to make yourself. It means so. Chazal say if you do Torah la'amita, it says if you made yourself. In other words, the ultimate is that. Not only can we do many things with Bechira, we can even Kavayachol become our own creators. Normally, we're stuck from Bereishis onwards. That's where we exist. There's a mahalach for us to take. There's a mahalach for us to take the pre-Bereishis mahalachim. And we should do that. We can do Torah and Alpayim Shana that was Kodem as well. That's the big uftu. Rosh Hashanah is the pshat, not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges and judges us for what we did and so on. It's we can deher ourselves and make. We can make ourselves who we are, which is primarily means our perspective on life. And I saw one as far as Shtelzitzu, that this Vasisem of Rosh Hashanah is shayach to that Vasisem, that there's also the inyan of making yourself. In other words, we bring in the Rosh Hashanah. We don't start after Rosh Hashanah. All the inyanim of the Achanis and the Elul and so on and so forth, it means that we, so to speak, we create a mitzvah of ourselves as people who are expecting to be held accountable for what we do. It's just like there's a phase in life when a kid does what he's told. I hold the kid in and say, okay, you're going to be tested on this. And the kid says, I have no choice. He's on top of me. He's got all the power in his hands. He's going to test me. And again, maybe there's a grumbling of, I know it's good for me. When a person matures and becomes an adult, he turns to somebody and he says, could you do me a favor and test me on it and see if I know it? That's a very, very different perspective because I understand my tachlis is to know. And the only way I can be sure of it is to have some sort of control over it. The Vasisim of Rosh Hashanah is we can create in ourselves a matziv where we understand our tachlis of existence is in order to be held accountable for who we are and what we are. That's an extraordinary darga, but it moves the person in the maniyaf atah. This brings a person close to the ultimate of making ourselves, being bayre ourselves, so to speak, and creating ourselves. It's a makom izbeinenus. Besides the details of things that we need to change, to fix, to improve, so on. But in a much deeper hashkafa, it's also the age that we're on. We've sort of left the tekufa when we're just being bullied and told what to do. And the tkuf of actually doing is still in front of us. We're there somewhere in the Yarden between the Midbar and Eretz Yisrael. And that's a time when a person needs to, more than anything else, reinforce in his mind, what's my tachlis? If it's the right, if a person finds the right answer, it will fit him. It's not just what am I going to be, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to demand of me, but what, how do I realize myself? And then a person's tach, a person that the oimik that Chazal wa Megala is, a person can create his own raison d'être. A person can create his own reason for existence. Something which is almost impossible. It makes us like a Kaddish Baruch Hu in a way that's seemingly impossible. By thinking about it and clarifying to ourselves what it is that we are and who we are, and our purpose is to realize what nekudas of ourselves. The purpose of the next 100 years of life is to realize which nekudas in ourselves. That's when a person is that's when a person gets to that vasisem, that malechem, that kilu. If you learn Torah lamita means for its real purpose, for understanding what Torah really is, that's when a person lasoischem, a person can make himself. It's something to be misbeinin in mitzad the zman now, mitzad Rosh Hashanah now. It's something mitzad the tkufas achayim now, and it's what separates umas ha'olam, Klal Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. It's this crossing over the Yarden where, as opposed to Mitzrayim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu emerged within a Mitzrayim and beat them, but that we didn't say anything coming from before. Going into Israel is we had Kabbalah Satori first, and coming, and we came into Israel as a realization of the Tachlis of Kabbalah Satori.